In Japan, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi has unveiled an economic reform package. It's designed to haul the country out of a decade-long economic slide and to slow his own decline in popularity. Many experts, though, are already saying that the reforms don't go far enough in tackling Japan's main problem, which is deflation of its currency. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
If you want to understand Japan's economic woes, you don't need to go any further than a convenience store. They're everywhere, sometimes three or four, within a one-block radius. Prices in these stores are falling. Overall, prices in Japan have been declining steadily for the past 2 years. That might seem like good news. Japan is, after all, the most expensive country in the world. But economists warn that deflation is sucking the life out of the Japanese economy. For one thing, falling prices mean consumers tend to postpone major purchases. Why buy a new car today if you know it will be cheaper tomorrow? Falling prices also mean falling profits for companies, forcing them to lay off workers. Ron Bavakwa, chief economist with Commerce Bank's Tokyo office, says that can trigger a deflationary spiral.
Now we have the risk that as companies respond to falling prices and falling profits through these kinds of measures, that demand falls even further because incomes fall further, and you get a snowballing effect.
Countries usually combat deflation by lowering interest rates, but Japan's interest rates are already as low as they can go, virtually 0%. Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi does not seem to have any creative solutions up his sleeve. The reforms announced today are designed mainly to prop up Japan's shaky financial markets. They do not tackle deflation head-on, nor do they seriously address the other weak link in Japan's economy, the banks.
Please select desired transaction.
The cheery automated voice on the ATM belies the fact that this bank, like most in Japan, is saddled with billions of dollars worth of bad loans, money lent during the go-go years of the late 1980s, money that the banks can no longer collect. Consumers are worried about what this means for their savings. Noriko Hama, an economist with the Mitsubishi Research Institute, says some people have already begun to withdraw their savings from the banks.
If that situation mounts, it could well lead to a series of runs on Japanese banks, a domino situation in which one banking crisis leads to another, and so on and so forth. So it is a potentially dynamite situation we have at this moment.
Prime Minister Koizumi has promised to take all necessary steps to avoid a banking crisis, even if that means using government money to rescue failing banks. So far, it has not come to that. In fact, Japan's financial problems are invisible to the untrained eye. Visitors to Tokyo see the designer stores, the gleaming skyscrapers, the crowded restaurants, and ask, "Recession? What recession?" Economist Ron Bavakwa says that's because Japan is facing a paper recession, at least for now.
The banks continue to keep their credit lines open to companies as best that they can, and companies that should have gone bankrupt a long time ago are still with us today. It doesn't look like there's a recession here, but that's because it's just simply an unrealized recession. Imagine if you made all kinds of investments and you lost your money, but you acted as if you didn't. That's what Japan is doing these days.
Bavakwa, like other economists, says Japan needs to make fundamental changes, changes that are long overdue. But Prime Minister Koizumi, a self-described reformer, has so far failed to deliver. Most analysts dismiss the reform package announced today as too little, too late. One economist called it pathetic. Esuke Sakakibara, a former finance ministry official, says Japanese policymakers are reluctant to abandon an economic system that, until fairly recently, has produced amazing results.
Precisely because we are so successful, those institutions have become so deeply embedded. They have rusted, and it has become extremely difficult to change.
Difficult, but not impossible. Optimists point out that Japan has made dramatic changes in the past during the Meiji Restoration in the late 19th century, and then again rising from the ashes of World War II. In both cases, though, Japan faced a full-blown crisis. Many analysts believe that's exactly what it will take for Japan to change once again. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.